This is the February 4th, 2014 meeting of the Pacifica Audit Committee of the Pacifica Board of Directors. My name is Fred Blair. I'm the chair of the committee. Margie Wilkinson is secretary. Margie, you want to take a role and establish quorum?
Okay. Carolyn Burden has requested an excused absence. Fred Blair is present.
Present.
Jane Gatewood? I know she's here. Jane, you're on mute.
I'm sorry, I have my mute on. This is Jane, I'm here.
Hi, thank you. Donald Goldmacher. Okay, William.
Here.
Okay, William Herwagen.
Present.
Nancy Henschel.
I'm here.
Melinda Ely Doan. Okay. Campbell Johnson. Lucette King. Janet Coburn.
Here.
Robert Mark.
Here.
Brenda Medina requested an excused absence, as did Lawrence Reyes. I'm here. Fred Lefevre. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We have 8, so we have a quorum.
Okay, since I haven't sent out an agenda for this evening, I'll just, the first item in business is the agenda. I guess this was designated as a special meeting of the Audit Committee, the last meeting for the Audit Committee of 2013. There will be a new Audit Committee selected. Members will be selected by the 5 LSBs and by the Board of Directors at their meeting in D.C. this weekend. I assume a director will be the convener for that new audit committee. And they will probably set a date on a Tuesday, which is our normal day for meeting. But I have no say on that. The purpose of this meeting was to report back on the status of the 2013 audit. Hello, did somebody just join us?
Yes, Campbell.
Welcome, Campbell.
Good evening, everyone.
We have quorum, and we're just deciding on our agenda. Since this is a special meeting of the audit committee, the agenda was to find out the current status of the 2013 audit,
right,
and report back any current status information to the committee. This should be a fairly short meeting tonight, but...
Would there also be a reporting on the implementation of the recommendations from the management letters?
I will report back on the status of the management letters.
So
I talked to the auditor today, so I think that would be a second item on the agenda. I'm doing this fairly informally
since there is no
formal agenda.
Sorry, Fred. I was confused. What is the first item on the agenda?
I guess the current status of the 2013 audit.
Okay.
And the second item would be...
And then the second
the status of the management letter and our recommendations to the board of directors.
Okay.
Which we made last month.
We did.
Yeah.
And anybody else have something that they want to put on the agenda for tonight?
I would ask this. One of the things that is supposed to be provided per our bylaws by the ED, which would mean the IED or whomever, is a report, an annual report. And would that be appropriate for this time frame, since the 20, since the last year ended September 30th?
I think that's for the board of directors. I just would think it's for the board of directors to take up. But
okay. Well, My only curiosity or concern in that regard is whether it will be like prior years under our current IED, where we did not get a annual report.
I think you need to take it up with the executive director.
Okay.
Linda, how are we doing?
Welcome, Linda. Welcome, Melinda. We have quorum, and you're number 10.
Thanks.
Okay, so we're going over the agenda for tonight. As the agenda is fairly informal, and this is the last meeting of the 2013 Audit Committee. So does anybody else have anything to add to the agenda? I think I've, as a third item, I'd like to add a discussion about who manages the general discussion. Who manages the business managers at the station? I have a question about that, and maybe the committee has some wisdom that they could add to that.
This is Hinchel. Can I kind of squeeze in your minute?
Sure.
I have to say that if the national board has not insisted on an annual report up until now, then probably it is the audit committee to insist that that be done. That's kind of shocking. So I would like to add that to the agenda in some way.
You're talking about an annual report by the executive director.
Correct.
Well, I mean, obviously the audit committee would play huge into that, because that's what, you know, in terms of how that should look. But, yeah.
Well, it's a little hard. Okay. I don't see why we can't discuss it if the committee members concur. It's a little hard for some of us who are not directors to, who don't know what, you know, what information directors get.
Well, let me just say this. You know, when I was a teenager, we had a little, can you remember the name of it now? But we had, as a teenager, we had to make up annual reports for, you know, our organization. So, I mean, it's not a difficult thing, but it really is a critical thing. So it's not out of our league, I promise you.
Nancy, I think there's some confusion as to what you're asking about, including me at first, but then I figured out what you were saying. You're talking about an annual report to the public about the status of the corporation, correct? One of
yes.
those slick, glossy things that the big slick charities hand out to the public.
It doesn't have to be, but yes.
But that kind of report, I know it doesn't have to be big and slick, but...
Right, right.
It puts some finances in it. It gives some information about what's going on in terms of initiatives of the organization. Maybe introduces people to staff, stuff like that there.
Yes, yes,
okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. You want to make that as item number 4 on the agenda. I'm not writing this down, so...
thank you. That'd be great.
Well, item number 1...
Margie, you're writing it down?
I am.
Great.
Thank you, Margie.
That's all right. You know, tell me what number 3 was again, because I can't read my notes. I have current status of 2013 audit, current status of management letters, and then I can't tell what I wrote
I suggested something for number 3. I think I suggested that we... I just was curious about who manages the business managers at the the station, because I'm not clear of the hierarchy.
Okay.
And I thought that the okay, and then 4 would be what was item 4?
Got it. The question that Nancy raised about an annual report.
Yeah. Is there any? I'm sort of. Winging this whole thing at this point.
I think we're doing okay.
Okay.
I move to approve the agenda as specified. Ms. Janet.
Do I hear any... Who seconded that, Nancy?
Thank you. Yes.
Okay.
No second required on a small committee.
Thank you, Robert. Do I hear any objections?
Without objection.
Okay, we have an agenda. There's no need for a next meeting notice because this committee won't have a next meeting. So the first item is the status of the audit.
Excuse me, William here. You have to announce the excused absences.
Oh, I'm sorry. The excused absences are Brenda Medina,
Lawrence Reyes,
Carolyn Burden, and Lawrence Reyes.
Okay. So, okay, the status of the 2013 audit. I talked to the to Ben, who was assistant to our auditor. excuse me, Paul Grady today. And he says that they've had some discussions with Pacifica management about the audit, but so far, the situation with the CFO is preventing much movement at this point. So,
the fact that is the CFO position considered vacant, or is this person still on administrative leave?
I can't personally answer that question because I'm not a director. I don't know what the current status is. could one of our directors inform us?
Sure. I'm sorry you're having such a hard time.
I'm going to mute my mic.
Okay. That's a good question, Campbell, and the fact of the matter is that I don't think we actually know what the situation is right now. The CFO is certainly on a leave. We know that. We were told that, but what his current status is not exactly clear. So it will be a topic which will be discussed in the in a closed session at the PMB meeting in D.C. this coming week.
Hi, this is Lizette.
Hi, Lizette. Welcome.
We got quorum now?
Yeah, we have quorum, and Fred just had to get off the call for a minute because he was having a coughing fit. But
quorum without me? Can you make it?
We had quorum without you. Do you need to go somewhere else?
Do you desperately need me?
We always need you.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, welcome, Lizette. I promise to put you first on the stack for whatever discussion we have. I should also mention that that Ben mentioned that the auditors have one issue with the auditors also for the 2013 audit is they haven't been completely paid for the 2012 audit. So I assume I can mention that. But
thank you. That's important information for the directors, the P&B directors on the call.
So I thought I'd know.
Jana, are we talking? Are we on an agenda item now, or
yes.
Is that part of the agenda item? Could you clarify which agenda item we're on?
It's agenda item number one, the status of the 2013 audit, which has not yet been approved by the PMB, but presumably will be this weekend.
Okay, so this is Janet again. So regarding the lack of complete payment to the auditors, I'm curious how much or what percentage has not been paid or what percentage has been paid.
Since I talked to the auditors, Janet, I didn't ask explicitly, and I didn't want to get into that because I'm not a director and I felt awkward about that whole situation. I understand it, given the financial situation of the organization.
What kind of information, Fred?
Yes.
Yes. I think that something of this ilk, you know, the fact that the auditors had not been fully paid for the 2012 audit should have been reported to the PNB by the IED. And that, because that impacts to some extent whether or not they would be amenable to providing an audit for 2013. And, you know, I don't know, you know, we can ask any director on the call if they are aware as to whether this status was reported to the PNB.
It has, as far as I know, it has not been.
This is Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
Well, so I'm recommending that Fred, you said you're going to put together a report for the PNB, that this be included in that.
I'm going to put together a short report. That additional piece of information is I didn't ever receive an email requesting a report for the audit committee for the year 2013, and therefore I didn't write anything up to be included in the packet to the directors for this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I apologize on that. I just let it slide, and so I'm going to again reiterate our recommendation from the last meeting that the situation with the CFO has to be dealt with, that it's impacting the organization in many ways. And
so you think it's not appropriate to add a one-liner to that about the auditors not being fully paid?
I will add a line to that, that they told me that they had not been fully paid. I don't see why not. this is not a secret. But it's above my pay grade to deal with. This is an issue for the direct. It's an issue for the directors to deal with.
Yeah. Point of information, Fred.
I'm sorry.
This is Campbell for a point of information.
And Cindy,
go ahead.
This I wanted to share with the committee, and I think that you've been doing an outstanding job throughout this year in very difficult circumstances. However, as you well know, we have fiduciary responsibilities that go beyond the foundation itself. And I think that one thing, what I mentioned earlier about the annual report, let me just quote from the bylaws, if I may, a brief, what is this? It's one sentence. And that sentence is
Campbell, what? Campbell, just tell me where it is in the bylaws.
Okay. It's Article 12. Corporate Records, Reports, and Seal.
Okay.
Section 6.
Okay.
Annual Report to the Board.
Okay.
Okay. And it says, the foundation shall cause an annual report to be prepared and furnished to the board. That means the staff. And the staff is, in this instance, led by the IED. And it says that this should be provided no later than 120 days after the close of the foundation's fiscal year and upon payment of reasonable copying costs by the member to any member who requests it in writing, which report shall contain the following information in appropriate detail. And there are four subcategories there, talking about assets and liabilities, principal changes in assets and liabilities, revenue and receipts of the foundation, both unrestricted and restricted, the expenses or disbursements of the foundation, and it indicates that the annual report shall be accompanied by any report thereon of independent accountants, or if there's no such report, certificate authorized of an authorized officer of the foundation that such statement, parenthesis S, were prepared without audit from the books and records of the foundation.
Thank you.
Okay.
And this is straight from the bottoms.
Who's that who wanted to be on the stack?
Jane Gatewood.
Jane. Jane, you have the floor.
Was the matter of the report to the PMB an agenda item for tonight, Fred?
Yes.
It is? Okay. I'll speak to that when we get... I'm going to recommend that we, as a committee, just issue a couple of points that can be the report. It can just, like you said, it can be so short. But I'll deal with that when we get to that agenda item.
Well, my main point in mentioning this was insofar as it engaged last year's report. That would have been the one that should have been due January 2013, but the meeting didn't take place until February 2013.
I'm sorry. My question is our committee's report to the PMB an agenda item?
I don't know.
Margie, what is item number two? That was a report
on the management letters, and I think that's
the implementation of the management letter recommendations.
Yes. Well, back up, because there ain't been no discussion of the management letters yet. I don't know if that answers your question, Jane.
Okay.
We will take up the report to the PNB.
Thank you.
We can make
point of order or information. I have a request that Margie email out the agenda for
sure.
This meeting.
Sure. I'll do it right.
You can just do it. Thanks. Great.
I'm gonna CC Jane and Janet, because the last time I tried to send something to the audit list, the system told me I wasn't authorized. So if it doesn't come through for other people,
Did you CC me also?
Send it to me, Janet Coburn@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Camel, I think you were going a little wide on this on this point on the agenda, but in any case, we'll proceed. So I think I provide the basic information that the audit has gotten off to a slow start so far this year because of the situation with management. Specifically the CFO, that this, the auditor has much told us that the CFO is a critical position and it's having its impact by not having a CFO in place. I think my report to the PMB will emphasize that.
Excuse me, this is William for the stack.
Go ahead. You have the floor, William.
Okay. This the auditor said that the CFO was important to have in place in order to do the audit. But does that have anything really directly related to why the PNB hasn't approved it yet? Has it been brought up to the PNB that, as we requested months ago, that they approve the auditor for this latest year?
No.
Thank you, Margie.
Margie,
it's my understanding that the PNB has not got around to our motion on reusing the same audit firm for this for 2013.
Right, but I've been told by several people that it's non-controversial, and I hope that's true, and it will be taken up this weekend.
Okay, you're on the PNB, right, Margie?
Yep.
So you're gonna see if you can
do my best.
It on the agenda.
I'll do my very best.
It is on the draft agenda.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Thank you.
And this is Janet, and I will also do my best.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And that is correct, Janet. That I've seen the draft agenda, and it's a definite point to be taken up by the PNB this weekend. Anybody else for the stack on this?
Yes, Campbell. What I just wanted to to clarify, reemphasize, I guess, is that we are due, or the members that do, the board was due, a report that should have been presented to them no later than, say, January of 2013, covering 2012, okay, covering that fiscal year. Now, as it is February 2014, there should be a report that would cover fiscal year 2013 from the, you know, a foundation report. This is, you know, this can be totally apart from, according to the language in the bylaws, can be totally apart from the audit itself. So, you know, we aren't just talking about one report and this isn't a one-off. We're talking about one that is a year overdue, and that is a bylaws requirement.
Excuse me. Anybody want to respond to Campbell?
Hey, Robert.
Robert, you have the floor.
Yeah, Campbell's absolutely right. I take it, you know, I'm not going to dispute it. I don't have the bylaws in front of me about this report and its obligation to provide it to the PNB, but I don't see that as being in the purview of the audit committee unless it is delegated to us by the PNB. Because it's a right given to the PNB as the governing body to expect from the management of the network. And unless the PNB delegates to us, it's outside of our job description.
Fred?
Campbell?
Yes. I can understand your thoughts in this regard. However, what is the items that are included should be explicitly referenced to be included in this report all relate to the finances of the foundation, assets and liabilities, changes in assets and liabilities, revenues or receipts, expenses or disbursements. And further, that annual report is supposed to be accompanied by any report thereon of independent accounts. It's rather explicit that it is within the purview of precisely what we have auditors to do.
It's essential. I'm sorry. I just wanted to back up to Campbell.
Yes.
Campbell's, it's not even a perspective, Campbell's reality on that. I and personally, as a member of the PNB, I am powerless to do anything without an annual report. The reports that we get, depending on who's giving them or who's keeping them from being heard, I'm just like, I'm fighting in the dark. And anybody would be without, it makes no sense to have an audit or an audit committee without an annual report to put it in context and to help us understand where we are. I mean, it's critical. It's the difference between turning on the lights or not. It's the basis of what, what is the word we keep bantering around? It's open records, openness. I'm astonished. We've got to have it. And whoever, I don't care if it's the janitorial committee that brings it out, it's got to be, we've got to have it. I do think that it's in the purview of the audit committee more than any of this.
Fred. Point of clarification here. The report you're talking about, this is not a report generated by the audit committee. You're talking about a report by the executive director
audit committee plays a part in it, a strong part in it.
I'm trying to clarify.
Can I share a little information with you? Yes. The way it is expressed in Section 6, which says annual report to the board, it says the foundation shall cause an annual report to be prepared and furnished to the board. not later than, and it goes on from there. Now, what this indicates in terms of the whole subject matter of it, that's what I was sharing in terms of the other question that was raised, that it is within our purview. It is profoundly within our purview, more so than any other committee that can be identified. And because the audit committee doesn't just have responsibilities to the foundation, we have responsibilities to the members, yes, that's to the foundation, but we also have responsibilities in terms of legal responsibilities that we are obliged to engage. And that's what I'm looking at here. And it occurs to me that, you know, it was mentioned at our last conference call that, you know, where we were being, where we were unable to engage our legal responsibilities, we should first make address this or let the board know explicitly and in writing about this. But also, I think that, you know, I imagine that there's been some communication in that regard, but also we have an obligation to the state of California, under which we are licensed as a corporation, to indicate that this audit committee, attempting to fulfill its fiduciary responsibilities, is at present unable to do so because we don't have, you know, because the board has not been provided with the, you know, annual reports that it should have. That would be one from February 2013 covering FY 2012 and one that would be presented at the upcoming meeting covering FY 2013.
Campbell, yes, Robert, I got you. Campbell, I'm just trying to clarify. Are you expecting this annual report to be written by the audit committee, or is this?
No. Please let me be clear. The bylaws state that the foundation shall, and foundation shall puts the primary responsibility on the staff of the foundation, because the foundation shall present to the board. So that's the way it's supposed to be taking place or have taken place. Since that did not occur, you know, we have here a gaping wound, and if, you know, I don't think I'd like to be sitting on a witness stand saying, yes, I am familiar with the bylaws requirements, and yes, the bylaws were in effect in FY 2012 and in February of 2013 when...
Campbell, I understand your concerns. You're taking a lot of time.
Okay, I just want to be clear.
Yeah, my concern is this committee can't speak for Pacifica management. They have to speak for themselves. Robert, you have the floor.
Yeah, I'd just like to point out that at the last meeting, Campbell raised this issue of our obligation to tell things to the Secretary of State for the state of California. And I specifically asked for some legal authority for that position, and I believe he specifically said he would provide it, and I never received it. So I move that we continue this discussion to the next meeting of the audit committee so we get that information.
I thought I had shared a number of things in regard to the questions that had been raised. I will, right at this point, endeavor to locate several of the pieces that pertain to that specific point.
Okay. Thank you, Campbell.
Was that sent up by somebody other than Campbell? Because I didn't get anything from Campbell since the last meeting.
I sent several things out subsequent to our last meeting.
Campbell,
this brings me to my problem, which I guess...
Fred, did you get it?
No, I did not get anything. It may be that the our listserv at KPFTX is no longer functioning. I don't know.
Okay, let me look through my.
But Margie, did you email. Want to raise a question?
Well, I just want to say that I also have attempted to send things to the list and have been rebuffed. I've been told by, I don't know, the computer god in the sky that I'm not authorized to send anything to this list, and so I just to the audit list. So I.
This is Janet.
Yeah.
Me too. I tried. Me too.
Okay. And so I sent it personally. I sent something personally to Janet. I mean, I just sent the. Janet requested the agenda, so I forwarded the agenda to the list. Was told that I wasn't authorized to send anything to the list. So I then asked. I sent a personal email to Janet and to Jane asking them to forward, and I don't know if you guys got that.
This is Janet. Can I respond?
Yes, Janet.
Yeah, I got it, and I tried to forward, also send it to the audit list, and I also got rebuffed.
What was the date?
I'm sorry.
I know
who's speaking.
This is Jane Gatewood. I know what the problem is.
Jane, you have the floor.
I'm sorry. I think that the problem is that it's a list problem because it's driven off of the calendar system, and there's I think that all of the lists are currently malfunctioning. It is a computer glitch for all. I don't think any of us because there's not a 2014 audit committee yet. I think that's what's going on.
Janet.
Janet, you have the floor.
It's just, the PND list is working, so it's not all the lists, but
okay.
In any case, it might be the committees or...
I would suggest the PND is probably the one committee that's has highest priority and therefore has been updated immediately.
Robert,
you have the floor.
Yeah, I just, and thinking about what Campbell said, because I was hearing him say we somehow could create a financial report, which I agree with you. I don't think we would have had the ability to do that. But if he's just saying that we should send over with our list of things that are important to us, which is pay the auditor, resolve the CFO problem as quickly as possible, if we want to make item three, we call your attention to this particular portion of our bylaws, with regard to the creation of an annual report to the PNB, I don't see any problem with just saying, let's do it.
I second that motion.
You don't need a second in a small committee.
Is there any objections? I'll put it in there. I mean, one sentence is just one sentence.
Yeah, I had sent something September 25th to the committee as a whole regarding Sarbanes-Oxley and, that was auditor selection. Okay. Let me see what was here.
Okay, well, while Campbell's looking, let's move on.
Thank you. Thank you, Margie. What date was that, Campbell?
September 25th, but I'm trying to find, a more recent thing because I did send it out to some folks, and apparently it went to, what is this, auditlist@kpftx.org?
Well, that was last year. That should have functioned. In any case, Margie is called for to go to the next point on the agenda,
okay,
which
fine.
Is the status of the management letter. I'll report. I talked with... our auditor, Ben, today, and have him finalize the management letter, and that he should be getting that out to me this evening. And I will now send that out to both the audit committee. Well, maybe I'll have to send it out by your email addresses directly rather than using the listserv. And I will send it to all the P&B directors. unless Margie, you want to do that as a director.
I can do that. If you forward them to me, I'll do it. Yeah.
And he said he would correct the problems that people have mentioned with the repetition of KPFA and the different station reports.
Right. Okay.
So I should get a finalized version of the management letter this evening, and I'll send it out as soon as I get it. Okay?
Thank you.
And I'll
Robert, I'm here for a
Lawrence
repair.
Who's that?
Lawrence just got on the call.
Hi, Lawrence. Welcome.
Hi.
Okay.
And it was Robert. I was just going to say, you might want to add as a preface to that, following up on our recommendation that the auditor be retained.
Okay.
Also, if we're going to give a report, we ought to remind them that we recommended the auditor be retained.
Okay.
Sure.
Thank you, Robert. So that's my point two, which was the management letters. Those should go out. I assume those will go out to the new directors, the ones that have already been seated this year, to the audit committee. And every member of the audit committee should get the final version of the management letters.
Okay, thank you.
And hopefully that will be in time for use this weekend.
Right.
It will be up to the P&B directors where they want to schedule a meeting with the auditor to go over the management letter. So I don't know what else to add to that point. So that should be in the works. Does anybody have anything to add?
I'm sending out the thing from the California Nonprofit Integrity Act momentarily, okay? That's okay. One of the pieces that addresses what the questions were that were raised.
Campbell, why don't you send it at least to as many of us as you have personal emails for.
Sure.
The list is not going to work.
Will do.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Margie.
This is Janet. Can I just mention something?
You have the floor.
About email addresses. Okay. So just to let you know, I'm in between computers, so I have files on one and files on another. And so I've been finding, I found all the emails of everyone on this committee. And finally, and so I will forward the agenda that Margie sent out to everybody's individual emails, and then I can't remember, was it Lawrence, can use those emails, the individual emails.
Yeah, I don't know if you have my email.
Who's that? Who's that?
Lawrence, Janet. Do you have my email?
A-L-I-A-N, is that the one?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, got it.
So thank you. Maybe if Campbell, if I don't get Campbell's email, can you forward that email from Campbell to me as well, Janet?
I should have your address.
Okay. Who's speaking? Is that Lawrence that's speaking?
Yes,
yeah,
Lawrence.
It is Lawrence.
I just mentioned, by the way, I got Jane's email with the tonight's agenda in it.
Okay.
So I'm getting emails.
But Fred, that's because I just sent it to yours, but I didn't use the list. I just forwarded Margie's directly to everybody's individual list address. Campbell, if you got my message, you can reply all to that.
Okay. I don't know if I got it. I'm looking at the documents themselves that I had.
Can we move the agenda?
Attached.
Yes. I just also remarked that I just got an email from Ben Stoltz at Armino with the finalized versions of the management letters. He's also printing up printed versions that will be made available to the board this weekend.
Great, thank you.
Okay, so we move the agenda to item number 3, which is this is a question I had. I've been thinking about this after reading over the management letters. Who actually manages the station business managers? Who is the manager in charge of the business managers? Is it the CEO?
Janet, back.
Yes, Janet, I've got you. Is it the CFO or is it the station general manager? Janet, you have the floor.
Wow, that's a good question. I don't know, but I would think that it's either both that's a problem with our organization, our structure.
Okay, Jane, I've got you down. Janet, did you want?
I'm done.
You're done. Yeah, the reason before I give Jane the floor, what motivated that question is because I've been reading management letters for several years, and there's been and other than individuals, there's been a constant refrain that there is a problem with the there are problems with the business managers. So it's appropriate to ask, who is the manager that manages the business managers? Jane, you have the floor.
When I was a treasurer of WPSW back in 2004-2005, the National Finance Committee passed a resolution that said that there would be a dotted line relationship between the business managers and the CFOs. In other words, not that the CFO supervises them, but that there would be they could communicate directly. There was no separation, hierarchical, no separation in terms of their communications with each other.
Margie, for the stack. We lose you, Fred.
I don't know where that went in terms of where the, you know, after the committee passed it.
Muted my mic here. Margie, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you. I don't have any idea how this works at other stations, but I do know how it works at KPSA, and it's pretty much as Janet said, as Jane said, that is, what happens is that our business manager reports on a daily basis to the GM at our station, and then after that, there is. I'm not sure how often, but there are regular meetings between the CFO. At least this is what was in place with the most recent CFO. That there were regular meetings between the CFO and the business staff at each of the stations, and the CFO could give work assignments to the business managers, but at least at KPSA, the business manager always checks with the GM to make sure that he doesn't have something more pressing that he wants her to do, or that kind of thing, in terms of prioritizing work. But she does get requests from the CFO to do things, and she does do them as requested and approved by her immediate supervisor, who's the GM.
Thank you, Margie. Campbell?
Yes. That's the same thing that has occurred previously, and I recall, when Ms. Williams was our CFO, she had wanted to have something more than a dotted relationship, but the PMB never did give her that. So it's they report directly to the GM, and there's a dotted relationship with the CFO between the business managers and CFO.
Janet Stack.
Thank you, Janet. I'm putting myself on the stack so you'll follow me. So I get the impression that a dotted relationship means that the business manager, that the CFO can go directly bypassing the general manager and instruct business manager. The CFO should be, does that mean that the CFO is responsible for the training and the process, ensuring that the business managers follow a certain process?
What? Are you asking
Are we on the stack?
I'm sorry. I put myself on the stack.
Are we on the agenda?
Yeah, we're still on point three of the agenda, which is who manages the station business managers. Janet, you have Janet, you should have the floor.
Right, and so this brings up what came out in the management letters, I think, of the auditor requesting or suggesting or recommending or requiring, I'm not sure which one, that there be some changes in the how the business managers at the different stations, the process, and clarifying that and who is responsible for what. And so it's not really clear, can the CFO...
This is Margie. I apologize for interrupting. My grandchildren have come to say goodbye to me because they heard I was going away. So I'm just going to put you all on mute for a couple of minutes while I do that. I'll come back.
Thank you for the notes, Margie.
Somebody write something. If anything important happens, write it down. Thank you.
All right. So that and Janet.
I wanted to caution people about going into too much details about them.
I know. It's just that the auditor might be requiring or requesting in terms of process, who is responsible for carrying out, making sure that something changes? Is it the CFO or is it the general managers at each station? That is not clear.
Okay. Again, I'm putting myself back on the spot. It seems to me that obviously the general manager of the station is more concerned with the business manager working on actual tasks, whereas I think the CFO would probably be more responsible for the general training and competence level of the business managers. And I don't know, again, it seems to me that you've got business managers actually having two bosses in this type of situation, which can, considered to be a little tricky and complicated. I just thought it would be a good idea to have this general discussion because we have seen many in the management layers. We've seen many listings of problems, things that are problematic having to do with the business managers. Anybody else want the floor at this point?
This is Margie. I'm back. I've taken care of my business. Thank you.
I don't think I said anything important. I just mentioned that it seems to me in general the CFO is responsible more for the more general and competence level of the business managers, whereas the general managers are more more responsible for have more responsibility in terms of specific tasks and seeing that work get actually done.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I think this is an interesting topic because this is a special situation where somebody is actually seems to have two bosses, and you can have that can lead to some interesting situations. In case, does somebody else want to be on the stack at this point? Hello?
Yeah.
I heard silence out there. I wasn't sure if everybody... I don't know where this is actually taking us. I thought it was an interesting topic that we might breach. But...
Janet Stack?
You have the floor, Janet.
Well, I agree that it's an interesting topic, and can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay, because I'm getting an incoming call, and it's confusing. All right, I'm sorry. But I'm not sure whether this is something that this committee really should be addressing. It's a management issue and a PMB issue, I think, not an audit committee issue. I'm done.
Okay. I think this meeting was going to be a short meeting. If people want to move to the next agenda item, which is I have listed here as the annual report, we can go to a general discussion on that.
Is that the annual report that Campbell was talking about at the beginning of the meeting?
Well, listed.
That's what it is. I think we exhausted that topic pretty much.
I don't think anybody's seen that. Yeah, so
we're gonna recommend to the PMB that that it be done, and that we think it's important that it be done. Like, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, I think that exhausts our agenda for tonight. I have to write up a report to the PNB for the audit committee, and it should only be a few sentences, but I will run it by the committee members for any additions or corrections before I send it off. And I think that completes our work for the year 2013.
Well, thank you, Fred, and it's been a pleasure.
And I'll send these other items off to whomever in the committee, and if I'm not accessing the entire body, then hopefully they'll be forwarded.
Great.
This is Janet. My appreciation to all of you who care about the health of this station. Thank you.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
I would point out that the email list is working, at least. I just recently got one forwarding the agenda.
Robert, did you get my email earlier this evening about not...
The other version of forwarding the agenda.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
On the agenda.
I got to go pack.
Be well.
I gotta go to sleep.
I did not get an email from you earlier this evening.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Yes, Campbell.
Yes, Lauren. I haven't gotten any emails.
I haven't sent it just yet. I'm about to send two of the documents that I had mentioned previously, okay?
And this is Janet. I did forward the agenda to individuals, so you should all have it. I don't know whether the audit list worked from me.
Yeah, I got it through the listserv.
Good.
Okay. It says right on the email I got.
From whom?
2 audit list at kptx.org.
From whom?
Not to me individually, from Janet.
Okay, so it did work from me. Okay.
But I think, in general, the listservs are down for until the new committees are selected. People should assume that and just send it directly to people's email addresses.
Move to adjourn.
The question, is there any objection to us adjourning this committee tonight?
Without objection.
The hearing none, we are officially adjourned.
Okay.